Rock Solid Families wants to thank Casey's Outdoor Solutions for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. Casey's has grown to be one of the largest and most unique garden centers and gift shops in the Cincinnati tri-state area. Whether you are looking to take on that next landscape project or simply add a little home decor to your house, Casey's has you covered. Located at 21481 State Line Road, Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Call them today at 812-537-3800. Let Casey's help you add beauty to your home.
Welcome to the Rock Solid Families podcast. I am Linda Hutchinson, the executive director of the Rock Solid Families group.
Now we're a group.
Organization.
Cool.
And I'm here with the birthday boy. The old man. We are done celebrating. It's the end of the month. We're done celebrating this new decade you're entering.
Can you just let me dream a little bit longer?
Okay.
I mean, it was like fantasy land for this last month.
That's you kind of like cool. That, huh?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool how we had this gigantic party for you and invited thousands of your closest friends.
Yeah. Well, not really, folks. We just went to a little local concert, and somehow, not sure, but everybody in the place kind of knew it was my birthday as it was being announced from the stage.
But I did not do that. The mayor was making a comment about your birthday, and it was like, aw, and I was even not even there to hear it.
Yeah. As it's your 60th birthday, it's not like it's your six-year-old birthday where everybody's like clapping and going, yay for you. It's your 60th, and so they're all walking by you like they're using a walker or a cane, and they're holding their backs as they make fun of you.
Well,
so
I did give you a rocker. It was fun. A rocker that
yeah,
you
I
were
had
able
a,
to...
got a rocking chair for my 60th, so yeah, definitely over the hill.
With a little balloon that was flying and a little sign that talked about your birthday.
So just, it was fun. Thank you for that. It was fun. I was actually like, when we were going down there, I thought we were just going to get a bite to eat, maybe just hang out, and all of a sudden...
Thousands of people.
Thousands knew what was going on that I didn't. So it wasn't quite a surprise party, but yeah, it was
Well, the social internet, you know, social media is good on those things like your birthday.
I would say not good, but yeah, if you want to say good.
So everybody and their brother knew that Merle was turning 60, so yeah. But no, let's talk about dreaming, because you are entering a new decade, and I know that you don't like the thought of getting old and things breaking down and falling apart, but what would you like to do and see in this next decade of your life?
Yeah, so we've always been big on dreaming, hun, right? And I think you used to kind of look at me like... why are you always asking me what my next year's dream is?
We is a relative term. Like, I have learned to dream because of you.
Oh, well, because I always would...
You were a dreamer.
I would have those conversations a lot. And now together, we do dream.
Yes.
We dream about just everything from projects that we're going to do at Rock Solid to our vacations or our retirement. And so... dreaming is a big thing. And I don't know, like as I come into my 60s now, you know, there's all of a sudden time, there's a sense of urgency that you didn't have maybe in your 30s or something. And the urgency is like, I'm going to die soon. And so this is where terms like bucket list come up. Like, I got to get this done, you know, time is short. So I don't know, like just dreaming about the 60s, you know, just the idea that health is so important.
Yeah.
It's so important. I've always been health conscious in that way, but it even is more important now because we see what happens when the old temple shuts down, right? When it starts to fall apart, the dreams really take a different look.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so is one thing is I want to keep the old temple strong. I want to keep the body strong. And then doing that, like, I see us passing on the reins differently. You know, before it was all about us creating. And now we know that because time is going to be shorter, that, well, how do you keep a legacy rolling on? How do you say that the work that you did was worthy? And so now I think the dream is starting to look a little different. And that, I mean, it's everything from hiring people, you know, who to potentially take on the ministry when we are not going to. So it's feeding into your own kids so that they raise their kids a certain way, or they do their life a certain way, that you say what we did was good and it was worth imparting on to the next generation.
Yeah. And as this podcast is going to launch, we are going to be preparing for a big family vacation with, you know, our kids and our grandkids, and, you know, just keep them coming, right? Just, oh my gosh, just loving that time at the beach and swimming and eating together. Yep. And because our kids don't live in the same city as us, it's really important that we are intentional about dreaming together and vacationing together and spending that time, right? To really pour into our kids and our grandkids. Yeah. So
that's kind of where it sparked what we're actually going to do today. Okay. Mm. And so we are kicking off today our 5-part series called Summer of Love.
Ooh.
The Summer of Love. Okay.
And so it's very hippie-ish.
Yeah, it is a little bit, you know. And so, but we're going to have some fun. And what we're going to do is actually, this is not intending to be deep and diagnostic and medical in any way. It's meant to kind of poke you a little bit to say, where are we at in our dreams? Mm-hmm. Where are we at in the quality of our marriage? Where our family is right now? And, excuse me. And we're going to actually have a little assessment we're going to do.
Yeah.
And then we're going to break it into 4 very simple areas of where you can say, man, in these areas, this is where we're doing really well or not so well. And how you can, we're going to, so then the following 4 weeks after this week are going to be about addressing those particulars of the dreaming and the building for the upcoming year and future and the dream, so that, you know, we have something to build on.
You know, and I think about this, like, you take your car in for regular oil changes, you go to the doctor for your regular checkups, and go to the dentist for your regular cleanings. Why are we not being as intentional or really focused on our marriage and keeping it fresh? I think of it as like, you know, if we're having a little bonfire outside, you know, there's different ways this fire can go. One is that it just kind of like dies out. Nobody puts anything else on it and it just, you know, fades away. And that's kind of what happens in some marriages. Like nobody puts any more logs on the fire and it just slowly dies out.
Yeah.
And then you've got things that blow up, whether it be
dynamite,
infertility, infidelity, cancer, whatever, and it just like pours water on it, and it's really hard to reignite that summer of love, that passion, that intimacy. And then, you know, we want to help you to learn how to put another log on the fire, how to keep that fire burning, how to keep it hot.
Right. Stoke the fire.
Stoke the fire, yes. And so the Summer of Love series is all about how do we feed that fire to keep our love and intimacy growing as a married couple.
All right. So let's thank our sponsors, and then let's actually get into this. So why we're thanking our sponsors, you might want to get a pen and paper out. By the way, the little assessment that we're going to give you guys, we're going to make it available in our show notes and online, so you can print it out if you want to do that. But we're going to actually walk through it, and you'll understand why we're going to walk through it here in a second, but we're going to walk through it and you can actually take the assessment right here today, and we'll give you the chance to do that. So let's thank our sponsors. How about let's thank Casey's Outdoor Solutions and Maxwell Construction for coming alongside Rock Solid Families podcast and Rock Solid Families ministry, just the work that we do and the support they give us. So we are grateful to those guys. You know, I see those guys at the local music festivals that we have and stuff. They are very much community supporters, and they believe in growing good things for the community, and they start with the family. So we want to thank those guys.
Yeah, and we also want to remind you that we have a new member of our team, and I just want to shout out to Meredith Scudder because she has already made such an impact in our ministry and really working with our teenage girls, our young adult women, you know, different families and different trauma, PTSD issues. Like, it's been really amazing the work that she's already been able to do. And so if you don't know Meredith, please check out our website. You can see the blogs that she's written, the show that we did together with her. If you have a teenager, young adult, especially a young woman who is dealing with anxiety, depression, trauma, attachment, whatever, you know, reach out to us at rocksolidfamilies.org, and you'll be able to find our scheduling link right there under services, and you can schedule an appointment with her or any of us as coaches.
Right. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, pen and paper, get that ready, okay? So just a couple of things. So we're looking at four categories. And, you know, across the work that we do, Lynn and I, we do a protection rating scale oftentimes, and it's a big picture idea of just how the whole family's doing. But we're going to kind of be a little bit more micro even, and even more simple in what we're doing today. We're just going to look at four areas, okay? And they are going to be in what we call the dreaming wellness of the relationship. Mm. And dreaming will be attached to like your emotions, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so when you dream, you get good feelings, or you could have nightmares and have bad feelings. Okay. But it stimulates like how you feel, mm-hmm. how you feel. And so we're going to be using the word dreaming or emotional connection. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be one big area.
Yeah. When you mentioned dreaming, hon, when you dream, that tells us there is emotional health in your relationship. And so mm-hmm. that's why we're going to really target into dreaming. But if you're not emotionally healthy, you probably aren't doing a whole lot of dreaming.
You're not dreaming. Or you're dreaming in limited direction. Mm. Okay. Like maybe I'm just dreaming for myself and I'm not, I don't know what my spouse is doing, but here's my dream.
It's a me, not a we.
Right, right. Okay. And we're going to talk about the spiritual connectedness. Mm-hmm. Just everything from going to church to praying together. We're going to talk about that. That's a huge component. And don't shut us off if you're like, well, we don't really do that. Mm. Even on a simple level, we have to have a commonness in how we have the faith to move on each day, okay? Yep. And so, obviously, we're going to talk about it from our Christian perspective, but don't turn us off if you're like, well, we don't do well in that, because we're going to talk about how to help you through that.
We're also, I mean, we can't really talk about the summer of love without physical intimacy, right?
Woo, woo, woo.
So we're going to talk about how healthy are you as a couple in physical intimacy.
And sex, right?
You know, and I'm so glad you said that, because it's not just sex.
What?
It's having fun together. It's laughing together.
You ladies have to ruin everything.
But
holding hands.
But that brings that intimacy together. And then also communication. We believe that's a whole area itself. And I would say a majority of our clients come in and they would say, as a couple, they're awful in communication. Or when we do their assessment, it tanks. And so that's where the rubber meets the road, right? Yeah.
So we'll do this assessment, guys, and then we're going to actually help you score it right here, okay? And then the following 4 weeks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at each of those areas. And they're going to be very simple, okay? Mm-hmm. And we are going to take that week to address how to perk up, help, support, whatever, those areas. Now, with that being said, you might take this assessment, or you might be hearing us right now and going, oh, yeah, we're really in the tank on all these things. Then we're going to say, get help. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go deeper. Contact us. Go get some help. What we're doing this summer in this series is about getting you to be very present in the conversation about how are we doing in these areas, right?
Yep. So get a piece of paper out, get a pen, and if you are married, we want you and your partner to do this. You don't have to do it together. We want you to have your own score.
Right.
But we want both of you to do it. So, you know, we've seen, hon, that our metrics say that 3 out of 4 of our listeners and our watchers are women viewers. And so, ladies, if you are watching and you're married, then share the show with your husband and just say, hey, I'm just kind of curious where you would score and what areas we're strong in and what areas we need help in. And so, you know, don't attack them with it. Don't shove it down their throat, but just really encourage them. Like, I want to know how I can love you better. Right. Right.
Yeah. And if they're a non-player to that, which, you know, hey, I'm one of those guys, right? Like, you're asking me to do what? Oh, this is stupid. But if they're a non-player, that's okay. You can still do it yourself. It will give you an idea of some things that you can start to work on in your own way and hopefully bring them along. Okay. So anyway, you ready?
Yes. So we got to do the scale. So the scale, you're going to score yourself. Again, this is a self-assessment. This isn't throwing your partner under the bus and saying what they're doing wrong. This is about you. And so you're scoring yourself on a scale of 0 to 5. And so 0 means you're almost never doing this, okay? Once in a great while doesn't count. Mm-hmm. Seldom, okay? Sometimes is number 2. 3 would be kind of in the middle. I kind of look at that as the fence, half and half. It's some days yes, some days no. Frequently would be 4. And 5 would be almost always. And again, nobody's ever always doing things, right?
Right.
You know, but most, for the most part, 5 is I'm generally doing this.
Yeah.
Now, I do get asked this question a lot because I do a baseline assessment with my couples a lot of times, and they'll say, well, how long am I scoring this from? Like, am I scoring this when we first met, when we first got married, the last day? And so I would say, you know, it takes 21 days to create a new habit. Mm-hmm. And so I would say the last 3 or 4 weeks, the last month or so, because mm-hmm. we want to see, maybe you have realized some of these things need help and you have been doing changes. And so you can score yourself higher. But if like yesterday you did this, it doesn't count. So we're talking about over a period of 3 or 4 weeks that it's gotten to be a habit that you've created a new thing.
Yeah, that's a good point, hon, because sometimes if you just created or just did it based off of how I feel mm-hmm. right now, we're trying to separate a little bit about the feelings and what is the trend going on here.
Right, okay? The habits, good habits.
And hon, you mentioned something, I just want to be clear. So the questions in this assessment say we. Mm-hmm. We do this, we do that. But I want you to score it based off of how you see we doing this, mm-hmm. okay? Not like, well, I'm doing it really well and he's not. Okay. It's like, no, together, how are we doing from your perspective? Okay. Mm-hmm. Because you might find that you see we in one way and your partner sees we scoring differently.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's so coming from the different perspectives. So sometimes, you know, Lynn and I even have disagreements and we go, I didn't realize you saw it that way.
Well, actually, okay? We had a disagreement about this.
On the show.
You know? And so that is a really important point. And that's the point I didn't understand when we were first discussing this is that, and I kind of maybe even said it wrong before, is that it is scoring the we,
right?
But it's your perspective of the we. And that's why it's really critical that you do ask your partner, how do you feel we're doing in this area?
Right.
Because it says we resolve conflict between the two of us well and quickly. And so if you think you do well mm-hmm. and your partner says, oh, you stink at that,
then
that's where the conversation needs to happen.
That's right.
So that's a really good point. And I really did miss that when we were first talking about this whole series. So yes, the answers are in perspective of we.
Yeah. Okay. So let's roll. Here's number one. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't want you to, a lot of times people go, well, it depends. You know, when we take these kinds of things, everybody has a level of intuition. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk through some of these, but when we read these, you kind of go with your intuition. All right.
First response.
Yeah. Like, you know, this is kind of where I see us. Mm-hmm. Okay. So number one, score of 0 to 5, as Linda said, 0 like almost never, 5 being almost always, and mm-hmm. then scaling it through. Number one, we resolve conflict between the two of us well and quickly.
Yeah. So 5 would be, we do that well.
How would we do on that?
Depends, yesterday or today. No, I would say, you know, if we're looking generally, right, we have one score. And of course, we always have a hiccup. But I say this to couples all the time, and we're not going to do details on all these. But, you know, it's not about having conflict. It's about how well you repair it and resolve
it. How you work through it,
You and I have conflict after 36 years of marriage, and we do this for a living. Oh. I had a couple just last night say, really? I'm like, yeah, really? Like, just today. So, you know, we resolve conflict between the two of us well and quickly.
Yeah.
A score is 0 to 5. Okay. Number two.
We often talk about things we want to do in our future, such as vacations, purchases, retirement. Mm. Okay. So we talk about them together. Okay.
Yep. 0 to 5. So 5 would be good. We do that well.
We do that well. Yeah.
Number three, we attend church together on a regular basis. And so again, it's a we. Yep. It's not that you take the kids or, you know, you stay home. It's we attend church together regularly.
Yeah. Okay. Number four, we are united with issues and discipline concerning our children. Right. And so, yeah, you guys feel like you got each other's back and the kids know that and we're all on the same page. Or I'm afraid to even bring this up in front of my spouse because they're going to disagree with me in front of the kids, you know. So you go from the 0 up to the 5 on that.
OK, again. So again, if you're not if you don't have any children, mm-hmm. if you don't have any children, are you united on issues? Do you work well as a team? I would say that would be how you
that's
would
a
score
good, yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you don't have children.
Take the children off.
But co-parenting and discipline thing is probably one of the biggest things we see that fracture happen between a couple. Number five, this is number five, we enjoy date nights on a regular basis. And so if that's something that you guys do and you protect and you put on the calendar, then you would have a higher score. If you really don't, then you're going to be very low.
Yeah. You know, regular, it could be once a month. It could, you know, it could be once a week. Random is, well, it's been a while, and when we get around to it, we do it. So it ends up being a few times a year. No, then that's not, there's nothing regular about that, okay? Yeah. So that's kind of what that's looking at.
Number six, we solve problems well together. And so that kind of is a little bit like four, but generally solving problems together. So again, if you don't have children, you're kind of going to be scoring these very similar.
Yeah. So this would be just like, oh man, our finances, you know, that's a problem. Well, we're willing to come together and trying to work through those kinds of things versus you do your thing, I'll do my thing.
I hear this all the time and they think it's a positive. We're just going to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it sounds good, and in a certain situation, they may work. But if that's how you two roll over and over and over again, you got to be really careful, because how divided are you when you conquer that thing? So, yeah, number six is important. Number seven, we like to vacation together. You know, do you enjoy going together alone, not with a group of people? I'm not saying you can't go with a group of people, but if you only go with a group of people because you can't stand being alone with each other, right. I've had a client who literally was afraid of driving cross country with their spouse because they really didn't know how well it was going to go.
Yeah, yeah. And you could replace the word of vacation just with time together, right? Like we enjoy being around each other.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Number eight, we share the same values for our children, or, and as we said before, if you don't have kids together, we share the same values. In other words, we approach life with very much like, well, these are the things we do not vary on. These are the things that are steadfast in our life. We talk about that oftentimes, like the issues of integrity and respect and just work ethic and those kind of things. But, you know, the kids are a good way to see, are we on the same page with these values, the values?
Yeah. And why is that so important? Because the Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. And so if you're zero or one, then we have a problem. Number nine, we often pray together. And again, how regularly is that? Like, I would say daily. Daily would be the five. And so if you're like, once a week we get together, you know, then that's like a three. And if this isn't something that you do as a couple, then definitely would be a zero or one.
I'll maybe put a little caveat in that. A lot of people pray nearly a scripted, or I'll say empty, and we've done this many times too, an empty like meal prayer. Oh, let's bless the meal. You know, thank you, God, for this food, blah, blah, blah. And we're, that does count as a prayer, okay? But oftentimes it's very empty and it's not connected. We're talking about even, you know, on a full-blown level of the two of you actually having a prayer life together. And some of you, I mean, we have couples on that do devotions every day together and read the Bible together. So like, yeah, that's awesome. But just to give you an idea of, if you pray before meals, good, great, keep it going.
But the number's pretty low.
But yeah.
We want more intimacy with the two of you.
Yeah.
How about number 10? We have a healthy sex life. And again, the word healthy is relative to you and your spouse. Like, do you and your spouse believe that it's healthy, regular, it's satisfying, you know, because if one is miserable and one is okay, like there's a different perspective of we, right? And and healthy. So, and it's going to look different. It's going to look different than somebody else that's listening. So please don't compare. This is not an area you want to compare. It's how the two of you find satisfaction, and are you finding that together?
Right. Okay. Let's see. Number 11. Okay. We believe Christ is the authority in our house. Okay. And so, you know, is it, well, we never really thought about that. Or, well, we kind of set the rules in our house. Or is it, well, we just follow the law, whatever the government says, or is Christ the authority? So this might take a little conversation. And again, this is just for you to have that conversation about, well, where is Christ? Or is Christ even present? Is that even an idea that you have in your house? Okay.
Yeah. Number 12, we understand and support each other. And so part of, we did a whole series, not series, a whole show on trust. And the very first step and essential in having trust is understanding. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't take the time to understand each other and listen to one another, then you're not going to have that trust level and you're not going to have that intimacy that we're looking for. So do you understand and support each other? How high would you score that?
Yeah, that's a good one there, just so that we connect that way. Okay, let's see, number 13. We look forward to our later years in life together.
Isn't that amazing that you wrote that one in this new decade?
Well, you know, so this goes back to the whole original thought of, are you dreaming together? Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to it? Or are you going, I have no idea how I'm going to get through that? Like, it pulls me down to think about the future with my partner, or is like, no, like we see a lot of really cool opportunities and things potentially happening. So, you know, rate yourself on that.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, your partner can, you guys can have some good conversation about, yeah, are we both having some energy behind this? Or have we started to, this is that dreamy thing, are we dreaming apart or not dreaming at all?
So we look forward to our later years in life together. There's couples out there who are dreading their kids graduating and moving out because
I don't know what I'm going to do when
it's going to be empty. Number 14, we like to do things for each other. So how would you rate that? Like the Bible says to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ in Ephesians 5. And so are you willing to put your partner's needs above your own? Are you willing to do things for them? And then that's really important to really build that intimacy.
Yeah. If every time your spouse asks you to do something, you're like, ugh, there she goes again, versus, yeah, no big deal, I'll take care of that, because you know it will be reciprocated and it won't be abused either way, and there's a healthy balance in there, okay? So you kind of know where you are on that.
All Number 15, we feel appreciated by each other. Are you being affirmed? Are you appreciated for what you do? And so that's important. Like, do you feel that? And so if you don't feel appreciated, then you're going to score low. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel like you appreciate your partner, you're going to score low. If you feel like there's reciprocal affirmation, appreciation, then you're going to score high.
Yeah. And then number 16, this is the last one. Number 16, we encourage each other in our faith walk. Okay. And I want to say that encourage versus sort of dictate or demand. You know, you need to start going to church more with me. You know, you need to read this. You need to do this versus, hey, you know, can we work on this together? Is this a good thing for you? You know, how can we help each other? How can we free each other up one night a week that you could do a Bible study or you could meet with some friends or whatever? So do you encourage or at least help open the door? Remember, they have to walk through the door on faith, but you're not, you're certainly not holding the door shut on them.
Yeah. So what we want you to do is take your list of 16 numbers, okay? And we're going to give you a certain category that you're going to put next to that number so you can add them up. So we've divided our questions into four different categories. And so if you have that pen, put a letter C by the following numbers.
Yeah. So the letter C will go by, which is communication, all right, is numbers 1, 4, 6, and 12. And by the way, if you're like, oh my gosh, I don't have all this, this will all be available in our show notes, okay?
Yeah, so that's communication, 1, 4, 6, and 12. Put a little C by. You're going to add all those C's up, and that's going to be your communication score, that level. Obviously, there's four of those, five, so 20 would be the max.
You'd be really good.
You'd be really good in communication, and so that's communication.
Yeah, we'll break down those scores here in a second. The next area you can put either an E or a D, like with the emotional dreaming connecting it, the excitement or lack of. Okay. So, you can just put the D for dreaming, but these are questions number 2, 8, 13, and 15. So 2, 8, 13, and 15 all have to do with some sort of emotional dreaming connectedness and excitement there.
Yeah. So the third category is the physical intimacy. So you could put a P, and it's 5, 7, 10, and 14. Again, that's 5, 7, 10, and 14. Put a little P and add those up for the physical intimacy.
All right. And the last category is going to be the spiritual like how you are connected in the spiritual, okay? And so that you just put an S there, and those numbers are 3, 9, 11, and 16. So again, that's 3, 9, 11, and 16.
So what we want to do is kind of help you kind of determine where you are at in these categories, whether it's strong, you're very strong, you're need some work, or it's in a troubling level, okay? Mm-hmm. And so the scores, if you're very strong, you're going to be the 17 to 20. And that's, like we said, you know, fives, fours and fives on pretty much everything, okay? Mm-hmm. So that would be 17 to 20. And then if you're strong, you're in the 13 to 16. This is per category, by the way.
Right.
Per category. And so if you're 13 to 16, then you're doing well. You're strong. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you add up your scores in that column of those that area, and you're between the 9 and the 12, you know, your house isn't on fire, but
you're kind of on the fence.
Yeah, you need some work, all right? Mm-hmm. And this is, again, why we're doing this. Like, hey, we probably need to have some conversation. And remember, like, mm-hmm. this is important because you may have scored really well in maybe the physical, mm-hmm. okay? But maybe on the communication side, not so well. Okay. Yeah. And so that's why we're actually breaking these out, because let's be very clear, even though these are separate categories, when one is not doing well, the whole thing can kind of start to get hurt. And primarily we see a lot of that, like with communication.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going to get to that in a second. But man, when communication's weak, all these other things can really get impacted.
Yeah. So
if, what's the last?
So five, and if you have a score of 5 to 8, that means you obviously need a lot of work. And if you're 0 to 4, then this is a very, this is a red flag.
This is troubled. Yeah.
We just want you to understand that this is critical that you get help for this, because if you're 0 to 4, you've left yourself unprotected in this area. And that's where the enemy can come in. Mm-hmm. And we have had couples who have said, we haven't been physically intimate in years.
Right.
And so, so they don't play together, they don't dream together, they don't have physical intimacy. And so you've left yourself up for real big trouble and, you know, attack from the enemy.
Yeah. Okay. So just a disclaimer, this is not any kind of psychiatric diagnostic tool. It's not meant to be that way. This is an assessment to prompt conversation and interest in just seeing how we are doing, okay? Mm-hmm. And so we just, again, you can access this through our show notes. If you need to, just reach out to us, okay? We will send you the actual assessment and the scoring sheet on it, okay?
Yep.
But then here's what follows, okay? Starting next week, or the following week here, next week, we will do part two. And in part two, we are going to cover communication.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we're going to do communication first is because, man, if we can't communicate these things, these challenges, these struggles well, like if right away we go to sit down and it turns into lots of tension and even argument, then the idea of getting physical intimacy improved when it turns into an argument all the time. So we better learn how to handle how we're going to approach these things. And so we're going to spend that very first week going, how can we communicate better without stepping on top of each other?
Yeah. And so even though we said this assessment is about we, it is so important that you take ownership of where you have fallen short and where you need to do the work. You know, the Bible says that stop looking at the speck in your partner's eye when you have a plank in your own eye. We're working on the plank of wood that is really blinding you from seeing the work that needs to be done. So, you know, if you're wondering, how do I even approach my partner? Because we are kind of in a huge cold war right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we haven't really spoken, then, you know, do the work yourself. Listen to next week on how to communicate with your partner better. Maybe that will be a great segue into sharing the show and really admitting that you've got work to do and that you failed in some of these areas. And then that could be hopefully a good discussion starter on how do we get better? How do we get healthier so we can have a summer of love?
There you go. And then the following week after that, we're going to do the whole emotional or dreaming connectedness. Mm-hmm. How can we do that better? And then the third part of that, or actually would be part four, will be the physical intimacy. And again, I know we're going to be just talking about just sex, but that we're going to be talking about how we take care of each other better in that whole arena. And then the last one is going to be the spiritual component. And it's not the last because it's not important. Mm-hmm. It's the last because you got to understand how you've created all of the meaning behind mm-hmm. why you even got married to begin with. And there's a deeper meaning of just that connectedness, and that is on a spiritual level.
And I would say that's probably the one that people neglect the most.
Yeah.
And that's why we do faith-based coaching, not licensed therapy, because we believe it is the bedrock, it's the foundation, it's the transformational power in a relationship. And so we want to end almost like on the highlight of why that is so important. So please, please stay tuned to this whole series, because I think there's really helpful things for everybody here, regardless of what you scored.
All right. So hopefully you got this. Again, if we can help in any ways, you can reach us at 812-576-7625. Mm-hmm. Check out our website at rocksolidfamilies.org. You can check out past shows that we've done there, reading our blogs, and any work that we're doing. Also, you could even schedule an appointment there if you need to. So check it out.
And you may be listening in South Africa, we've heard before, you know. So it doesn't have to be in our office in St. Leon, Indiana. It can be anywhere in the country, in the world. Thanks to the world of Zoom, you know, mm-hmm. we are able to do that. So if there's anything we can do to help, please, please go to rocksolidfamilies.org. But in the meantime, we thank you. We thank our sponsors, Casey's Outdoor Solution and Maxwell Construction, for their support of Rock Solid Families and the Rock Solid Families podcast.
All right. So thanks again for listening to Rock Solid Families podcast as we start our Summer of Love series. We are building a strong community, one family at a time. Make it a great day. Rock Solid Families wants to thank Maxwell Construction for sponsoring the Rock Solid Families podcast. For over 30 years, Maxwell Construction has been a leader in turning dreams into realities, building schools, banks, restaurants, and many other commercial and public facilities. Maxwell Construction has made it their priority to not just build buildings, but to build into their community. So if you have any construction needs, call them at 812-537-2200.